Fog and Fireflies by T.H. Lennon. Book 1. Epigraph. Fantasy is escapist, and that is its glory. If a soldier is imprisoned by the enemy, don't we consider it his duty to escape? The moneylenders, the know-nothings, the authoritarians have us all in prison. If we value the freedom of the mind and soul, if we're partisans of liberty, then it's our plain duty to escape and to take as many people with us as we can. Ursula K. Le Guin. Chapter 1. Shadow Puppets. A sobbing, guttural moan drifted over the rampart. Ogma froze, and despite herself, she shivered. At 14 seasons old, after 8 walking the wall, she still had to remind herself not to heed the voices in the fog. Ogma had made up her mind seasons ago that it was better to be angry than afraid. But on nights like this, the butterflies in her stomach had their own ideas. She took a steadying breath and pushed the fear away. The night was crisp and clear, and her breath hung in the air. Her cheeks were flushed and pinched in the cold. The stars shone brightly over the roofs of the sleeping village, wheeling and dancing, winking in and out as they always did when the fog was high. She studied the gray bank as shapes gently coalesced within its form and just as gently and silently dispersed. The moon had just risen and hung low and large, bright enough to cast shadows. Ogma searched the sky for the moon's smaller sister, but tonight she did not join the dance. The glow of the fog under the moonlight was beautiful. Beautiful and cold, Ogma thought, and wrapped herself more tightly in her coat. She glanced back at the town as Enki and Enoch tolled their quarter-night chime. She held her breath for a beat and listened. A moment later, Ogma heard the cheerful chords of the twins' bells from the rampart ahead of her and the clear basso note of Cole's single bell more distantly behind. Ogma sighed with relief and added the sorrowful minor chord of her own two bells. The younger children had remembered. Only the bells could be trusted. Ogma rang hers in a pattern that meant, "I'm here. I'm okay. Don't worry. Keep to your post." The other children on the wall acknowledged her with their chimes again. Most nights were better than this. Most nights the fog rolled in gentle drifts much farther from the walls, quiescent. Most nights the ground was visible and voices could be trusted. On those nights the growls and mutters beyond the wall were as likely to be beasts of flesh and blood as they were to be fog phantoms. But even when voices couldn't be trusted, Ogma worried a cry for help might still be real. She bit her lip, braced her hands against the stone rampart, and leaned out. The fog billowed back away from her. Phantom shapes chittered and cajoled, egging her on to leave the walls, to come out to open ground where the fog could envelop her. Eyes straining against the gloom, she peered at the ground. No one would be stupid enough to be out on a night like this anyway. No other towns had drifted close in weeks. Trying to sort out shape from shadow in the fog was making her eyes cross. Ogma pushed herself back from the rampart and continued her patrol. The gently creaking frame of one of the village's great windmills silhouetted itself against the stars. At each of the 8 corners of the wall, windmills turned, powered by heavy counterweights that teams of the village men cranked up during breaks in the fog when it was safe. Though the blades moved ponderously slow to Ogma's eyes, she could feel the breeze. With each mill angled toward the next, they created a current that redirected the fog to flow around the walls to keep it from crashing over them. Not for lack of trying. Phantom tendrils caressed the windmill blades. Ogma grit her teeth and glared at the roiling bank. For just a moment, it billowed back, retreated, and then the phantom voices laughed at her.